This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Pierre Novelli. You can text the show on 81215, follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Frank on the Radio, or for nothing, you can email the show via frank@absoluteradio.co.uk. Good.
Good.
Very good. Do people still percolate?
Oh.
Coffee?
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a percolator at university. And
did it go... That's what I remember about
that's
percolator.
That's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'm pleased with that. Why do you think I brought it up? Because I didn't do that.
I do remember that was quite a thing in sort of maybe an impression show. Maybe they do that, do you think?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I think of it as when I first started to go into people's houses for dinner rather than just going to waste ground to get drunk.
Yes.
And we would have a fondue, and then shortly after, and the old percolator. And I hate coffee. It's a bad thing, in my opinion. but I like the sound.
Voice of controversy.
Yeah, I must have told this before, but I'm going to tell it again. I had a goblin tease made. And pause.
Do you want to tell?
We'll leave it there. A goblin. Do you know what it is, Pierre? I don't know if they had them on South Africa or the Isle of Man.
Is it one of those things that makes you a cup of tea? Yeah,
in the morning, you set the alarm.
Right.
So that
it's not very Novelli family. It's not.
I don't know. I remember my mother got one as a retirement gift. And the old man said, the old man being my dad, said... Oh, them's just for lazy people. He says, give it to him. I thought, all right. So anyway, in the morning, if you're going to get up at 8, at about 10 to 8, it starts boiling this little tiny kettle on the... It's all one machine, yeah. Clock, kettle, teapot. And but the trouble is, you get up 10 minutes early because it starts going... So yeah. When I lived on my own and I could do what I like, including put salt in my navel when I was watching the telly and dip a hard-boiled egg in it. You could just do what you like when you live on your own. As anyone else, most of the people listening to this, I'm guessing, live on their own. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway...
Just pull up the black tortie shirt.
So I used to keep a guitar by the side of my bed in my bed seat in Harborne in Birmingham. Ravenhurst Road, if there's anyone around there. In the morning, this thing would start making the... And I would reach for the guitar and play the opening riff to Silver Machine by Hawkwind. And that was... But it had, like, an effects thing going in the background. It worked perfectly. I did it every morning for about a year.
That might be the most depressing morning routine.
Yeah. I didn't have a bed. I just had a mattress on the floor. It was you know.
So no frame for the mattress, but a tease made.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Get your priorities right. Who needs a bed? What's the point in a bed? A mattress is just exactly the same experience.
Although, what about these became very big? Do you remember the bed with all inbuilt features was huge with your clock radio?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we never had one of those. But they look very deluxe. Yeah. They were a bit George Best House of the future.
Yes, they were.
But when you have just woken up or have been pre-woken up by the sound of the boiling, I've never just woken up and exactly at the moment of gaining consciousness thought, God, I wish I had a scalding hot drink.
Oh, that's exactly what I do.
Really?
Think, yeah.
Oh.
Obviously after I'd had a cigarette.
Oh, God.
And put down your guitar.
But they were different. Different times.
I can remember my mother used to have her cigarettes and her gold lighter on the bedside table.
Terrible.
And in the dark, she would reach for it.
Terrible thing. Don't smoke.
No.
It's bad for
please
you.
Please don't.
It's all right to use the teas. Am I just going through the things we've done, do's and don'ts? Coffee if you must.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Our producer, Faye, because Sarah, our regular producer, has gone to the Liverpool game today, so she's not here.
Oh.
I know. Anyway, so Faye had made a very good question for a younger person about the goblin teeth made. What about the milk?
Mm. What about the milk, Frank?
Well, what I did, I'd put the milk in the cup the night before, and I'd think 8 hours open air milk, you'd probably get away with it.
Yeah.
And it never it never tasted too tangy.
You never found a mouse in there?
No, cat. Yeah. Frightened, because cats are attracted by milk, then mice stay away generally.
That's true. That's
I'm imagining that the cup was sort of inbuilt, wasn't it, the cup?
No. No,
oh,
you've
I
got
thought it was part of the infrastructure.
No, no, it was a teapot. You had, there was an actual little China teapot that that got
really?
In.
And
yeah.
Was there there was no cup as part of it?
No.
You had to provide your own?
No, not in the Goblin.
I suspect
there might have been other models that featured the cup.
Do you know what puts me off the Goblin?
Go on.
The fact that it's called Goblin,
yeah.
For a start.
Yeah, exactly.
I just cannot picture this teapot affair. Ceramic, I'm assuming. Without it having a lot of brown rings inside.
Well, one of my rules of life is never look inside a teapot.
Yeah.
There's no good will come of that.
Frank, never look in the kettle. What's going on in there?
I buy into the thing. At the same period I was talking about when people and had a fondue, the wok became a thing that people bought. And people used to say, yeah, it's good to have a real dirty, burnt, brown wok. It tastes better like that. And I always thought, this is a thing that my dad would have put in the categories for lazy people. But I've always lived by that. Don't go dwelling too far into things that get brown.
No,
when you're using them for cooking,
yeah,
it'll be fine. Be fine.
I went through the faff of pouring
faff de plesse.
Yes. Yeah.
So, just because it's South African, I thought I'd bring you up.
Yeah, it's short for Francois.
Faff. Oh, is it?
It's Bob to the Robert of Francois. It turns out
that sounds a very posh. Diminutive.
Does that mean I could claim faff as a short?
Yeah.
As a shortening for faff.
It's faff Skinner.
Faff Skinner.
I might faff do faff because you know what? Full disclosure, I consider myself the champion of the nicknamer.
Oh.
You know me, Frank. I'll always give people a nickname. I'll make the strangest ones up. And I don't feel I've really managed it for you.
Well, I've got a Smythson. Do you say Smythson or Smithson?
Smythson.
They are the stationers to the rich. And Emily bought me a lovely notebook. Faux crocodile, the cover. And it says Big Daddy.
Yeah.
On it. So that's been the that's the nickname that you've
used. I'm worried that could be misinterpreted
used.
By others.
Also, well, Faux Crocodile, another fantastic South African rugby player.
What would that be short for? Faux,
it would be some mad name, Philippus or something, some mad Afrikaans name. But
Afrikaans.
Yeah.
But the faff I went through, Frank, was pouring a big bottle of white vinegar into my kettle to solve the issues that I saw when I made the mistake of looking into it, limescale-wise. And my girlfriend, who I live with, was not as excited as I was by the new, much quieter kettle that resulted.
It was quieter.
Much quieter without the limescale. I called her into the room. I said, listen to this.
I thought the limescale would be a form of lagging. It would be like, you know, when you used to put egg boxes on a garage wall so you could practice with your school band. I thought it would actually keep the noise in.
I think it made the element have to work harder.
Okay.
Yeah. But I got short shrift.
Did you?
Yeah. I wondered what you wore to sleep in.
God. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Have we heard from Le Monde Alfresco?
Oh. Ruth Jordan, one of our regulars.
The morning sun shone down upon the eyes of Ruth Jordan. Go on.
Lovely shout out for Harborne this morning, Frank.
It's a lovely place.
I went for a swim this morning at Harborne Baths.
Ah.
I wonder, did Frank keep up with his swimming lessons after his comic relief challenge a few years ago? I know he likes to have a few hobbies on the go. Has swimming made the cut? Oh, I love a few hobbies on the go. Mm. You do, Frank. You love a few hobbies.
Well, I'm still a little bit frightened of water, I'm going to be honest. But I do, I swim on, you know, on the holiday thing. Whereas there was a time where I used to be on the beach minding everyone's clothes. Mm. And now I actually do go in the water. But I'm a bit of a Nelly Bing Bong when it comes to the water, I'll be honest with you.
Can I say, I think, Pierre, you're probably the least frightened of water. You have that energy about you out of anyone I've ever met.
I can't imagine anything that Pierre's frightened of.
What would frighten Pierre? Nothing. Crocodiles? Nothing.
Perhaps Stephen Fry in a head-to-head. Well, I think, can I rephrase that in the... Oh, it's live. We're leaving.
If there was a bear, I would honestly back Pierre over the bear.
What, in a head-to-head IQ test?
Is it a wrestling match?
Oh, I don't know. Once they get hogging. It's like reality TV. Once the hogging starts, you're stuck.
Yeah. And if enough bear stuff comes up in the quiz, I mean, I'm sunk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not my area.
Listen, Buzz bought the new Def Leppard album. This is my 10-year-old child. Bought the new Def Leppard album on vinyl this week. As you know, he got a Tamagotchi last week.
He's travelling backwards in time.
He is. I think ABBA were correct. Having said that, the Tamagotchi, I'm afraid our thoughts are with its family.
You are joking.
No, it's gone.
No.
Gone. And the way it's announced is, I would say, it lacks a little bit of sensitivity.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
The creature which constitutes the Tamagotchi, this sort of beaked creature, suddenly appeared on the screen with wings, with like angel wings. And Buzz said to me, "Has he died?" I said, "No, they wouldn't announce its death like that." But now that is how they announce its death. Yeah, exactly.
Crosses for eyes?
I don't think they did crosses for eyes.
I hope they didn't do that awful cartoon thing, like when someone jumps off a cliff and they do a do 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 do.
No, they didn't do that.
I don't like that.
But it was going upwards, I suppose. There was no inference of eternal damnation.
No original
for the Tamagotchi.
No original sin for Tamagotchis.
No, exactly.
Frank interested in the afterlife of the Tamagotchi.
Well, no, they brought up the wings. Yeah, I mean, there's no need to wing it. They could have just left it like flat out.
Frank, why don't you invent a Tamagotchi and it is the afterlife you know, because then
I need an immortal Tamagotchi. But anyway, there was some upset about it. But I want to come back to Def Leppard, because I had a little read around Def Leppard, because I thought, I don't know enough about, I know, you know, Sheffield, that's about all I know about them. But there's I found an interesting, what I thought was an interesting little snippet, which I'll share with you after this baby. Frank Skinner on Absolute
Radio. You were telling us earlier about Def Leppard.
Yeah, so I had a little read about Def Leppard, and Def Leppard originally were called Def Leppard, as in D-E-A-F-L-E-O-P-A-R-D, you know, an actual Def Leppard. And then they decided to change it to Def Leppard, D-E-F-L-E-P-P-A-R-D, because they didn't want people to think they were a punk band.
And Def was, like, as in Def Jam recordings?
Well, I don't quite... He said the main worry was they didn't want to be confused with the Flying Lizards. Uh-huh. Which A, aren't a punk band, and B, does Def Leppard, is people think, oh yeah, I know Def Leppard, they did The Best Things in Life Are Free. It seems an odd confusion. But then, and I like this a lot, that Joe Elliott, who is the singer, said, defended the name, it said in the interview I said. And he said, yeah, he said, look at racehorses. I don't think I've ever seen one that doesn't have a silly name. So take it easy, Joe. What a fabulous defence.
A silly name.
Yeah. So yeah, Def Leppard became Def Leppard. So that they weren't confused with the Flying Lizards, which, if you've ever heard Def Leppard and the Flying Lizards, is a confusion few would make. But there you go, a bit of rock history. I thought I'd chop that in.
I suppose the simplified spelling is like Led Zeppelin, isn't it?
They're sort of... Yeah, they weren't worried about being confused with Led Zeppelin.
No. Just the Flying Lizards.
Anyway, my child loves them, so...
Is he a big fan?
He is.
It's very... Oh, that's nice, because how can I put this? I don't think you'd be struggling to get... to go and see them in the way that you might for... Say you wanted Ed Sheeran tickets or something.
No, but he likes it heavy, then what, my child.
Oh, he does, doesn't he?
He does like it. He rocks.
He likes the guitar.
Yes. He barely uses the two middle fingers in a gesturing. It's nearly all the rock horns. Yeah, so that's... Oh, I'll tell you what I had this week.
Go on.
Bag of chips. Now, that might not sound controversial, but I realise for the last 40 years of my life, I sort of didn't feel right having a bag of chips. So if I went to a fish and chip shop, I felt like I had to have fish and chips. Saveloy. Mm-hmm. Roe, cod roe, something, and chips. And for the first time, honestly, for four decades, I went into a chip shop. I said, I'll just have a bag of chips, please. And it's better.
Is
yeah.
it?
It's better. Don't mix it.
I worry they judge me and think I'm too old to be having just a bag of chips. I agree with you. It's in the same way that I get it. When I buy an ice lolly, I lie and say it's for a child sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah. I just get these for my niece under my breath.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
At what point do you ask they have these? It's for a child.
No, I'll just say, honestly, because I like fabs and I don't think at my age I should be buying fabs. So I'll honestly say, I'll just get these for my niece. And
I like a Cornish Miffy. Myself. It'd be hard for me to use that excuse because I'm already unwrapping them usually in the shop. But honestly, the bag of chips, it must have been like that moment that Paul Simon had when he thought, I'm better off on my own. It was like that. Honestly, salt and vinegar, that's all you need. I would really advise anyone listening who always has fish to just try a bag of chips on its own. It's the best way.
I agree.
I don't want to bring the chip the fish industry to its knees, but get your own shop. That's what I say.
Frank Skinner, Absolute Radio.
During that little break, Faye, who's all over the show like a rash today because she's got the producer's job, said that she only ever has a bag of chips solo. Never as any of the accessories.
No.
I'm thinking it's so the way forward.
Yeah.
Yes. I think my issue is that I think it's more acceptable for Faye than it is for me, for example.
Mm.
And I think that is largely an age thing. I hate to say it, Frank. I just feel if I walk in, it's a bit like me buying the ice lolly, it just feels a bit like my world is in complete disarray. That they'll judge me.
If you just have chips?
Yeah. It's like, what's happened to this woman?
You see, I went in the butcher's and Provador yesterday and I said, two beef burgers, please. He said, what, the 200 or whatever they call these massive beef burgers that you look like you could... they look a bit like Captain America's shield. I said, no, just the small ones, OK? So that was the first moment of I'd let him down.
Yeah.
And then he said, "That you know, this one is the killer. Anything else?
Oh.
No. Oh, OK. And you might as well have said, so you've come in here for two of the smallest beef burgers and that's it.
You see, I couldn't have made that purchase. And this is the difference between us. That's your superpower. You don't care what the butcher and Provador thinks of you.
Well, the plus about just getting a bag of chips is chips, usually, they are not usually the headline. They're the subheading. Fish and chips. I'll have sausage and chips. Right? It's always and chips. Mm. So if you start and you say, I'll have a bag of chips, they know nothing else is coming.
That's true.
I'll have a bag of chips. And I'll stick a fish in there as well. No one's ever said that, ever. No. So once you give them top billing, they just accept that they're only going to... I mean, a bag of chips now is about... Certainly the shop I went is about £3.80.
I just feel it's a bit no more than three school children at a time.
Two.
Demographic.
Unless you're going in a very big paper shop. Yeah, it's usually two.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a sort of Noah door policy.
They always...
2 by 2, they go in.
They always break the rule, though.
Do they?
Oh, I've seen plenty of them.
It always puzzled me that... Because I see those signs and I think two children can steal just as many sweets, surely.
Is it essentially... Why don't they just put... What I don't like is that... I don't like the euphemism of it. Just say, we think you steal. You appear to be the demographic that thieve the most.
Yes.
So we don't... I'm afraid we can't... Because they don't explain it. You need to give a reason for it.
It should be one school child based on the idea that if you were on your own, would you have the confidence to steal, whereas you'd be egged on by your friend. But I mean, there's generally another school child with the getaway skateboard waiting on the pavement.
A lookout.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how much, like, case in the joint and that they're doing to go in and get a bag of refreshers for nothing.
Just with a little camera in their glasses filming the...
I stole a Kinks album, I remember. And the way I stole this was when everything was on vinyl, is I hung my coat over the vinyl and carried it out under my arm as if I had some big square coat hanger under the thing. Now, that surely looks strange, but it worked.
Did you have an accomplice?
I think I had someone with me, yeah, but they... Yes, I did have someone with me. That's that bit of security. And we once did a runner, I remember, at Pizza Hut, me and a friend.
What were you talking about this?
Last week?
Well, we can garden. We once did a runner at Pizza Hut.
Can I say, Absolute Radio, we disapprove of crime in all its manifestations.
We do.
But we got halfway down the road running full blast and he said, I've left me satchel. So he had to go back. It's actually had one of those little, you know, the satchel window that has your name and address on it. I mean, he couldn't have been any more incriminated. Like, he wanted to be. So we had to go back. And the man said, ha-ha, you're fast, but we're faster. And I said, well, no, but you didn't actually catch us. And then I thought, let's not argue this out.
Bit of a get, even then.
So we just paid and went. So hold on to your satchel if you're doing a runner. That's my advice.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.
This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Pierre Novelli. You can text the show on 81215. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Frank on the Radio. Email the show via frank@absoluteradio.co.uk.
We're talking about Def Leppard on Absolute Radio this morning. And do you know, I think I only... There's one song that people always think of. I bet we all think of it. I say Def Leppard, you say...
Let's call the whole thing. I don't know. I don't think I can name a Def Leppard track.
I would say Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, that's actually played in our house quite a lot. I should have got that.
It is a bit of a banger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where this has come from. What does it mean, Pour Some Sugar on Me?
In the name of love. Isn't that what they say?
I don't like it. I think it might be a bit funny. I don't want to think about it.
It sounds like a sort of rock version of a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. But I don't know whether that would be in a bedroom context.
I think it's a bit funny. Okay. I don't like it. 327. Mm. Hi, Frank. What I love is they put this in quotes.
Okay.
Hi, Frank. All racehorses having funny names.
Oh, yes.
I think it was Silly, wasn't it, that Joe Elliott described it as?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
They are only allowed a total of 16 letters. spaces in their names for commentary purposes. Therefore, many words are spelt in a shortened way and spaces are often missed out between words.
Was it the same with Slade? Slade's song titles fell into the same category.
Also, because names can only be used once, the horsey names.
Of course.
People have to get...
It's like equity.
People have to get equus.
Equity.
Bit chivalry all over again. People have to get creative and have a new and original name that has never been registered for a racehorse before. That's from 327.
Mm.
The original.
There was an infamous racehorse named Potu, and the sort of urban myth, or you know, maybe it was true, maybe it wasn't, legend was that the racehorse owner had said to the sort of stable boy, go and register this horse, its name is Pot Eight O's, and had sort of really spelled it out, Pot Eight O's.
Okay.
And so it was Pot followed by Eight O's.
Potu.
I hope that's correct.
Frank,
the great thing I love about racehorses is the fact that their birthday's all on the same day. Do you know this? They all get January the 1st is their birthday, regardless of when they were born in the year.
Right.
What is that?
So they're just reeling from New Year's Eve. This massive, giant equine birthday party crossing the whole, like the, do you remember the sort of, was it the night chorus or something in 101 Dalmatians when you hear the dogs barking right across the nation? It's like that with the horses, party time. If I'm wrong about that, let me know. But I believe all racehorses, their birthday is January the 1st.
Is that right? Frank and I have spoken on this show before, Pierre, about how the horses aren't celebrities like they used to be.
That's
because
true.
They used to be part of that celebrity. They might get blankety blank booking.
Yeah. I did a corporate with Red Rum.
Sure.
Yeah.
Aldeniti, huge.
Yeah. Shergar, obviously.
Oh, we don't talk. That was a bit sad.
Was it Nijinsky? I mean, there was some horse racehorses that were so famous they transcended the sports.
They were celebrities, not anymore.
They transcended their species.
Yeah.
I suppose they did in a way, but they. Now that hasn't happened anymore.
There's no celebrity horses nowadays.
What a shame! is there any horse? And I mean, we're going to extend.
Who's the last celebrity horse?
Not just racehorses, but yeah. Who is there a current celebrity horse? Let us know who that is. I can't think of one off the top of my head. I must say.
Frank Skinner.
You wanted celebrity horses. We've got them, haven't we?
Oh, okay.
We do. I will say some of the tweets we've got are from people who clearly just know about horses. So they're sort of saying these names with a level of confidence that I think means they haven't understood what we're saying.
I went to Royal Ascot this year and I met some people who like really super knew about horses. So, yeah, that's a different world.
Mm.
The only answer so far that I would like to accept and put forward from Howard Greater, which is a good name, not Howard Minor, his younger brother, but Bojack Horseman.
Fair enough.
Fictional animated, but nevertheless.
Fictional. I'm going to raise your Bojack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You haven't done that for years. Carry on.
I don't know if I can.
You can.
Okay, I can. Paul Corry would like to submit Warhorse.
Oh, well, there's a few in Warhorse. So far they've been drawn or made of wood. This is a bad time for horse flesh.
Yes, well.
I mean, Iona Faz, one of our regulars.
Yeah, Iona Faz, but I only use it for my Tommy Cooper tribute show. Carry on.
She seems to be suggesting that she submitted a link to a news item headlined "The Last Surviving Black Beauty Horse Has Passed Away."
Oh, of the TV series.
It happened on 2020 and the headline said, "It is with a heavy heart that we must report that Blindaj Billy, the last remaining horse to play Black Beauty, has passed away."
They've all got a heavy heart, haven't they, horses? Yeah. I remember I went to that. What was that exhibition by something like Fritz van murderer, he was called, and yes. he had all those dead bodies.
Oh, was it Heinz Van? I'm going to throw a name into the ring. It was Heinz.
I had my photo took with him.
Oh,
can you look him up? Yeah, you'll know him.
I had my photo took with my arm around him. One of those pictures. You know, couldn't get too close because of the rim of his black hat.
Yeah. How would you describe what his job was? Was he an autopsy man?
I think he bought dead bodies and then he treated them so they could be exhibited as artwork.
Yes, I've googled it and I've accidentally come up with the name of, you know, those non-name brand Halloween costumes.
Yeah, oh, right.
They can't call it Superman because they get sued. So they've got like powerful flying man or whatever. I just googled German autopsy celebrity. It's come right up.
A black hat?
Yeah, Gunther von Hagens.
Anyway, von Hagens, German autopsy celebrity. The GAC, as we call him on this show. In his exhibition, which was called something like... Dead Real.
What was
something.
The Halloween version of it?
Was it called Dead Real?
His show?
Yeah. Anyway, there was a man holding on a horse, and I think the horse was holding a man's heart, and the man was holding a horse's heart. And the horse's heart did look, as you say, I said this with a heavy heart. It's a big machine. It was bigger than my goblin teeth, mate.
That's
how I measure my animal offal.
This news just in.
Go on.
I've got a new runner and rider here. Sean Ryder, in sheep's clothing, has submitted Emma, Queen Elizabeth's pony, who is stood at the roadside at Windsor.
I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known.
I'm really disappointed. I thought that was going to land. No. I thought you were both going to go, yeah, oh, my God, that's amazing. Well done for reading that.
I don't remember Emma.
And you know what? I feel really deflated now.
You can lead Emma out of the ring. She doesn't qualify. You can go via that Pelican Crossing that has the green horse. Come on, you know those ones?
Please.
I told you the story about Elton John told me about when he went to visit Brian Wilson at his house in America. Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys guy. And Brian Wilson kept saying to him, dinner's going to be a bit late, be about 9 o'clock or something. Hope you don't mind. And then he said, come in here. It's the music system isn't as good as it is in the other room. Hope you don't mind. He couldn't resist just doing really? That gag over and over. My kind of guy.
Yes. Yeah, were you aware that when Frank had dinner once with Eric Clapton and he did a similar thing, didn't you? And
no, but that was accidental.
What, tell Pierre what you did.
I'm with Eric Clapton and I'm walking back from the toilet in the restaurant. And I'm going, and he said, don't do that. And I didn't know I was doing it. And it's a regular thing I get. If I'm with someone and they're associated with a piece of music, I've done it before, I just start doing the tune.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I don't like Eric Clapton saying, don't do that. Poor Eric.
I think it's because I'm doing it a bit loud and everyone's looking.
No, I'm saying I don't like that he had to do that.
No.
Poor
exactly.
man. Frank, what do you think of this? 878. Hi, Frank and team. Really celeb horses.
Mm.
Might be one of my favourite subject lines ever.
Yeah.
What about the Lloyd's TSB horse, which gallops along the beach in the adverts? I know, a bit like the Scottish Widows, the horse actor gets rotated every few years. But
like the Skippies.
What do you feel... I mean... The trouble is, I wouldn't recognise. I would never be walking down the street and say, oh, look, it's the Lloyd's TSB horse.
Exactly.
Whereas
what? If I saw Mr. Ed.
Yeah. BoJack Horseman would recognise.
Oh, BoJack Horseman, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recognise Emma, the Queen's pony.
No. It's a special breed of...
I don't know if you have to recognise them. I wouldn't recognise Red Rom if there was a policeman that had ridden it down the road.
Yeah.
I recognise it because it had like a red silk thing that said Red Rom and it was with the Red Rom sort of entourage.
Here's a question, though. Would horsey people, would they be able to distinguish in a way that we're unable to?
Well, I have often wondered this about... If I work in the photo department of the Racing Post, and if you read the Racing Post or one of those, but you get a picture and they'll say, here's Silent Archer and a picture of a horse, just head and shoulders of the horse. And they say to me, oh, is that photo room? Yeah, yeah, it's Steve in photos. Have you got a photo of Silent Archer? What colour is it? Brown? Yeah. We got a photo of that. Are we actually seeing Silent Archer? Are we seeing a brown horse?
Yeah.
Surely. That's
the
question.
If there's anyone listening from the photo desk of Racing Post, give us a winnie.
Desk.
Just give us a winnie. Oh, the 2000 winnies, that famous horse race.
Oh, God.
Frank Skinner.
Frank
Skinner. Absolute Radio.
Frank, you know where I'd like to go?
Go on.
I'd like to take a little stroll down what I call previously on this show.
Oh, yes.
Lane.
Yes, one thing that we... in a way, we don't do enough of. As I like it when people text in about stuff that was talked about the week before, because then you get all your podcast listeners as well as your live listeners, which is a good, you know. I always think that if we put together the people who listen to this show, we'd have like a sort of brain tank, a think tank,
yeah,
that could change the world.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So I don't think we have a jingle that signifies us going into the past.
Oh, I'll come out with that. I mean, we've got this one.
Mm. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear.
Oh, I'm a gummy, 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 gummy bear. Yes, but could you beat Pierre Novelli in a fight?
That's the gummy bear is the celebrity bear of the moment.
That's it, yeah.
What'd you say?
Well,
Who were celebrity bears of the past? If you could ever think about
Yogi.
That.
Yogi.
Lovely.
Gentle Ben.
Yeah, Gentle
Remember
Ben.
Remember Gentle Ben?
Mm-hmm.
I bet he wasn't that gentle.
Mm. He was in the TV show, but he's probably highly sedated.
I was going to say the medication. He was, yeah.
A gummy bear is a man who looks like me with no teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Gummy bear, very popular for all sorts of reasons.
Also, they're doing a bunch of the news is on a television screen in the studio, and yeah. As you hit the gummy bear track, it was showing footage of Winston Churchill on VE Day.
Okay.
And it was a very surreal combination.
Yeah, he's just a gummy bear.
Sums up modern life in so many ways.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go to previously. Just a quick question I'd also like you to think about. Did bears wear tutus in the cruel days of circuses?
Bear baiting, of course, was predated all that. That was a cruel
thing. What's that?
That was when they'd have a bear chained up and people would taunt it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah,
no, because my great-grandfather had a wrestling match with a bear. He was arrested for it.
Really?
Did you hear that?
No.
It's great. In Wales. He did.
Dad used to tell a story that one of our relatives, who was called Tom Shanks, who I think lived in Newcastle.
I don't know where this is
going. Who lived in Newcastle, picked up a horse and carried it on around the town square like a scarf, like, around its neck. His neck like a scarf. That would have been a celebrity horse if he'd done it on like a reality TV show.
Absolutely.
I hope he didn't tie it in a knot the modern way at the front. I would have liked
that. No, I think he wore it very much like, what was he called? Who had the giant scarf?
Or Doctor Who?
No.
Lenny Kravitz.
Kravitz. Mm. I should have got it because it sounds a bit like cravats, which that's the clue.
So, I was going to do a bit of previously.
Yes.
And now the fez has been waved.
Oh.
What are you thinking?
In case you're new to the show, there is a fez which the producer holds up, which means shut up, basically.
Yeah.
And that we have to do things like adverts and stuff like that. I actually quite like the adverts on commercial radio. Now, there's a bit of an anti thing. It makes me feel like, well, basically like I'm not on the BBC, which is, I like. Frank Skinner.
Shall we go down previously cul-de-sac?
Okay, let's hope it's not a cul-de-sac.
I'm sure it's not. I was thinking of an alternative to lane or road, and then I realised I'd hit upon something with rather negative connotations.
If only we could play some Muse at this stage, it would have been perfect. Muse. But I don't have the sort of back catalogue at my fingertips in that fashion.
So, we were talking... Was this last week, Bill? Maybe it was the week before. We've called the subject line here mutual acknowledgement, which is that sense of seeing other drivers.
It was what happened was I went to Comic-Con and I saw three Moon Knights, in fact, there, which is a character who's currently got a show on Disney Plus, a comic book character. And when one passed the other, there was just a slight nod of, all right, we know.
Professional courtesy.
Exactly. And I was saying, when I used to drive I used to drive the old, original sort of Volkswagen Beetle, and if you passed another Beetle driver, you'd get the blast of the horn, maybe the little wave. So we had a few people. The pinnacle of that day was the guy who said that me and my wife on the stairs was his example.
Yes, nodding as they pass.
We've got some others here. We've got Richard Tilb. I acknowledge other Royal Mail drivers.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, because we were talking about bus drivers do it and stuff.
Yeah. Nikki Malia, other people on skates. Unless we're in a roller skating venue, otherwise that would be weird.
Okay, so if you're at something like Regent's Park, and
you see these skaters, don't you? I see them often on the roads around London. It's a fashionable way to get around now.
Do they get around on the roads?
Oh yes, I've seen the skaters.
Roller skaters, though, or skateboarders?
No, I'm talking about, what are they called? Those skates? They use them in New York a lot, don't they?
The scooters.
No, skates. What? Roller skates.
Really?
Yeah.
You see them just on the roads?
Yes.
Wow. I've never seen that. Are they serving? Do they carry a tray with some sort of milkshake, honey?
The producer's nodding.
I've only ever seen
them. That's because she's asleep.
This is a very kind of Brooklyn way to get around, is what I call it.
I'm thinking American Graffiti.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's more sort of
malt milkshakes.
It's your people who go to the gym a lot and...
Okay.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen them congregate as a sort of park-bound flock.
No.
People
use it as
purposes.
A form of speedy transport. I'm going to get anyone who does use these skates. They might have a different name, so if you could let us know. We also have...
There used to be, through central London, a sort of a party where someone at the front would have an enormous, what we used to call a ghetto blaster... And people would all be on skates going along, and they'd be having a sort of a mobile disco, as twere.
Are you talking about... yes, I saw those, but everyone is powering it, aren't they?
You're all part of a fabulous mobile community of dance and music.
Yes.
Yes. Sort of International Skate Day or something.
No, this would be a weekly thing.
Oh, really?
I'd see it going through Lambeth.
Griff.
I mean, I was up on the 11th floor watching the cruisers below, as it were, but I wasn't part of it because I can't skate.
Griff has just told us.
They're
called inline skates.
Yeah.
Inline.
Yeah. And it's skates used as, you know, a form of transport.
Yeah, it makes more sense than the...
slightly more aerodynamic, these inline skates.
OK. How long before we get the equivalent of Boris skates, where you just put a couple of quid in and you can use them for the day?
Oh, but the sizes.
The sizes. Yeah, but imagine they're like... Yeah, you might be in that situation where I took my son to get him some Crocs... And the woman said the terrible thing that he's in between Crocs at the moment.
You don't want to be
too big for one and not big enough for the next. I mean, what if you could, how would you get home?
Like Steve Irwin in between Crocs.
Exactly.
Well, let's be fair, a bit like you
or
as well.
Matt Hancock.
Yeah. A bit like Pierre.
Yeah. Matt Hancock was in between Crocs this week, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Frank Skinner on
Absolute Radio. This is Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio with Emily Dean and Pierre Novelli. Text the show on 81215. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Frank on the Radio. Email the show via frank@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Yeah. Mm. We were talking. We were in the previously section of the show, and we were discussing the mutual acknowledgement.
Yes.
That drivers give to one another.
Or skaters, apparently.
Or inline skaters. We now know they're called inline
skaters. Yeah. Mm. Is that because they skate in single file at times?
Well, I've showed the boys... sorry, it was a bit 90s, wasn't it? But I've showed the boys pictures of the inline skates.
Yeah.
And they're different, aren't they, to the traditional roller skates? Because when I...
Well, it's like an ice skate made of wheels.
Mm. Four wheels, though.
Mm. Yeah, but they're in a... That's why they're in line, isn't it? Of course, because the wheels are in line.
Yeah.
Rather than at each of the corners. I've only just worked that out.
Is that not a rollerblade?
No.
Is that not a term we throw around anymore?
Because the rollerblade seems... It's different. It's less aerodynamic, the wheel, I would say. Did you have this thing, Frank? You're probably too young, Pierre. But when I was growing up...
I hope this isn't going to be chlamydia. It's going to be a really awkward conversation.
What on earth is wrong with you?
Sorry, did you have this thing, Frank?
What is wrong with you? I was about
that's
to talk
what the doctor,
about...
That's what the doctor said.
I don't want to know what the doctor said to you. The roller skate.
Yes.
Do you remember there was a slight status thing? Some kids had the roller skate, which just, they were exposed, and they were just a red, they were tied up at the front. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
It was essentially just...
Yeah, laces. You used to get laces on them. Unusual.
They were just... They were so exposed. It was just a little bit... It was a metal tray, essentially.
Mm.
With, then there was red, and then some kids got the boot, the white leather boot.
Yeah, I was pre-boot, I think.
Did you have the exposed?
I never could do it, though. I couldn't ride a bike, I couldn't swim. I had no learnt skills at all as a child. Hopeless.
Ah, that's a shame. Okay, so, Kieran Devaney.
Hold on, I have to end that.
Yeah. He's the loneliest
man in the world. Yes.
Kieran Devaney.
Yeah.
This is people, he acknowledges. People with beards so long and full that they're just outside the boundaries of a normal, socially coherent beard.
Yes, okay. Rasputin territory.
Where would you place Pierre's beard?
Pierre's, I don't think he'd get the nod. No. I think that's a sort of control beard.
Another month and I'll be socially incoherent, but for now...
I'll tell you what's great about your beard, and it fits with your general masculinity, but it's dense. Absolutely
it's
dense.
It's so dense.
It's like Brutusque from Popeye. Just drawn.
Yes.
Not drawn with any sort of texturing. Well, Bluto, he was originally Bluto and then became Brutus.
Really?
That's what happened with Pop. I don't know why.
Hang on, was he the character we talked about that we didn't know what he was?
No, that was Pete from Disney. Turned out to be a cat of all things. No, but he was a similar bullying type figure. And they didn't do any bother with any texture in his beard. They just drew it in block, and that's what yours looks like.
It's just got a circle.
The iron filings get him. It's got that, don't you think, Frank?
I think it's denser than that. It looks like it came as
denser
one.
Denser than the iron filings, you say?
You know when you buy a cheap Halloween beard?
No. And it's got solid backing.
Yeah, solid. Just solid. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm so sorry, Pierre. So Frank has just told you
compliment.
Your beard looks like a cheap Halloween costume.
No, I'm saying I compliment it on his dead. When I grow a beard, there's big like, holes here. I only grew a beard because I was too drunk to shave. I didn't think it would it look good on me because there's that whole, it's too wispy in places.
Have you ever
and
seen
then on my actual neck, my neck beard is dense.
It's unfair.
What it looks is like I'm wearing a makeup beard and I've got wet and it's all just draped to the bottom
your
of my
beard
throat.
Is more sort of slightly chaotic Open University professor.
It's also ginger.
Is it? Have you seen that?
Mm.
I'll show you a picture of it, Pierre,
yes,
in the break.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, that's some of you to look forward to. Frank's ex-beard. Would it be my ex-beard? Didn't David Copperfield have an ex-beard? I don't know. I'll have to see if we can actually check that out.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
Have you boys been watching The Jungle, by the way?
Yeah. I have been watching it.
I'm all over it.
Mm.
I've just seen the social media clips.
Have you seen... Well, just there is Magic Mike. Are you familiar with his work? That's what Mike Tindall is being called.
Yes.
Because... What did you make of
him? He was Vanilla Mike at one point. Like, I'll tell you something I liked about Mike Tindall. I like a story, and in fact... Maybe we could make this a texting this morning, in our remaining hour. He told the story of something bad that happened to him that turned out to be something brilliant, and I love those stories. So he's in the World Cup semi-final. He's a rugby guy. And he gets dropped for the semi-final, which you imagine would be, like, terrible. So he goes out and he meets his future wife, and the great love of his life. Mm. And he would not have been out in a pub if he hadn't been dropped from the team. Yeah. And I like that story.
Yeah.
I also like that you can just meet the royal family in a pub.
Yeah, in Australia.
Yeah.
His quote about that, their first date was, "We discovered we both quite liked getting smashed."
Yes.
So it's a simple, simple compatibility there.
Very rugby person.
Yeah.
What did you make of his... Because he did a bit of singing. Firstly, he did Vanilla Ice, didn't he?
Mm.
I don't even need to specifically name the track, because let's be honest, there is only one. And then he got a bit excited and he did another one. I think that was where the mistake was.
So he rapped. Mm. Now, white middle-aged man raps. If you see that on paper, you'd think, well, that's going to be excruciating.
Mm.
As it was so...
Harry Styles.
Fabulously surprising that a bloke who's married to Princess Anne's daughter and is a rugby guy with, like, one of those, you know, really thick necks that they have, knew all these rap lyrics and didn't do them. He didn't do the hands or any of that stuff. He just rattled them off as if he loved them.
The hands, him.
It reminds me, there's a guy in... you know Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai? Do you know that film? There's a gangster guy in that who constantly raps. I don't know why I brought it up, but it was beautiful. It made me think.
I don't know why you brought up Ghost Dog Way of the Samurai.
No, it's one of my favourite films of all time.
Really?
Is it?
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And it's on the back of that film that I tried to live my life. So it's again, I lived alone at the time. I tried to live my life by the way of the samurai, that book.
Oh, yes.
Which includes things like you should make every decision in the space of 7 breaths.
What do you think of that, Pierre?
That was when I bought that tan leather jacket that we put up for judgment a couple
Life
of weeks
Life on Mars.
Ago.
7 breaths, it doesn't guarantee good decisions, but it does save time.
No, but this is the samurai point, is the good decision thing is a slight... It's a misleading thing. It's about commitment.
We're certainly committed to that tan leather jacket.
Exactly. So you make the decision and then you stick, you never question it. And that's how to make a decision. Whether
sort of
it was
Liz
good
Truss
or bad.
Approach.
It doesn't always work. But whether it was, oh man, thank God I didn't have that Trussonomics tattoo.
7 breaths well spent.
Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio.
So I tell you what the Mike Tindall thing reminded me of. Does this ring any bells with you? Out of the strong came forth sweetness.
Oh.
It used to be on the Lyle's Golden Syrup tin.
Oh, it was the lion with the bees.
Yeah, because Samson was it who ripped a lion apart in a fight, and then he went past it a couple of days later, and bees were nesting in it.
Had made a hive.
And then he went off and asked it as a riddle. When do you get...
I hate riddles.
Sweet. Out of the strong came forth sweetness. Can you work out what that is? And funnily enough, they couldn't work out that a bees had built a hive in a lion that he'd ripped in half 2 days before.
Incredibly unfair.
Yeah, you think they'd have got that.
Astonishingly unfair.
And in you know the Fanny Farmer cookbook? You're familiar with
that?
No, I don't like it.
It's from it's an 1896 cookbook, and it makes stuff with that same golden syrup.
Okay, I won't be buying it. I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Don't like Fanny Farmer?
I don't like it.
Okay. She's famous.
A very unfair riddle. That's verging on approaching someone and saying to them, do an impression of my uncle.
It is. It is.
No,
it's a hard riddle.
Are any riddles fair? They're so unfair.
Is that a riddle?
Yeah.
My first.
I like my first is in fish, but not in boat and all those.
I hate my first is in anything. I don't care about your first. Just tell me the thing. Why do you have to do your first and your second?
All right.
Come on, please.
No riddles. That's why we don't do riddles on this show.
I don't like riddles.
I enjoy the level of pizzazz some people put into the bit at the end of a riddle where they go, what am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? Rumpelstiltskin was the word. What was Rumpelstiltskin's one, Frank?
What's my name?
What's my name? It wasn't the best riddle.
No. It's just actually some rapper.
Used by Muhammad Ali in the Ernie Terrell.
And used by every rapper subsequently.
Yeah. Mm. What's my name?
Mm. Okay.
So I'll tell you who I love. Guess who I love on the Jungle Show?
Matt Hancock.
Jill Scott.
I love Jill Scott.
Do you know Jill Scott, Pierre? She's a retired lioness.
Jill Scott,
yes,
Pierre,
right.
Sounds very jazz.
Yeah, she needs to stay away from Samson. She did a thing where she had to walk the plank on the top of a skyscraper, step out, and then she had to hold on for a bit and then just let go and just drop. She's on a harness, but even so. And she walked out the plank like she was walking back to the hockey, having taken three darts at the board. I just strolled to the end of the play.
She's amazing.
So she's hanging there with Charlene White, who's also hanging there. And like a classic footballer, she's saying, "Now, just stay focused. You can do this. You've got this." And she's like coaching the other woman, not thinking, oh, man, I love her.
Well, they did it, but I'm afraid Babatunde didn't.
No, I felt for him, but
I love him, but he didn't do it.
He did...
What about when Chris Moyles...
He did other stuff.
Chris Moyles, they gave them the... You know when they get to the hotel and they do it to be cruel? It's almost they go to a sort of lavish five-star Versace-type hotel just to say, here's what you could have won. And then they whisk them away and it's all horrible. But you know that initial, the entrance point at the hotel? They gave Chris Moyles some food, this sort of banquet, and he was going, oh, I don't know what any of this food is. What even is this? And the lady was going, it's mango.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, I looked at it and it was grapes and mango and cheese. And he was going, I don't know what this weird stuff is.
Yeah, I think he was probably, he was so set up for a Bush Tucker trial that when he just got prawns and cheese and grapes, he goes, what's this weird? All right, no, we're not doing it yet. This is just like ordinary food. I've never seen anything like it.
Pointing at the grapes. What kind of eggs are these? Some awful spider egg.
I mean, there was a slight element of I'm from Leeds, so I've never seen mango before.
Yeah, he said he doesn't eat fruit and he only
Yeah, but he must have been around a few celebrity green rooms.
Surely.
Yeah. I would have thought.
Ah, yes. And what was he described as? The most, the greatest exponent of radio presenting of his generation?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. Frank Skinner on Absolute Radio. Yes, so... here's a question for you. Quiz question. What are the three most important things in Jill Scott's life?
Oh,
did she say?
This is what she has said.
Sport.
Well, more specifically...
Rugby.
Football.
No, football.
Yeah.
Football. Come on, you can guess the other one. Also begins with F, what everyone says.
Fracking.
Friends.
Franking.
Franking.
Very pro family. It'll be family.
Yeah. I wish you'd said
Franking.
Oh, man. Well, I thought you said franking. I love to do a big pile of post. I've got a little franking stamp. Sit at home.
I think she said football, family, and what if she said faith? That'd be your best friend.
No, it's not another F.
Oh. Oh, what
is it?
It's
a C.
Oh. Cooking.
Mm. No. We've mentioned it earlier.
Crustaceans.
Cluedo.
No.
Cuddling.
Coffee.
Oh, come on.
No. I think it was slightly loaded because Jill, it turns out, owns a coffee shop with her partner.
I see.
Called... You'd never get it in a million years.
Jill's Coffee.
No. It's called... Oh, that would have been good. It's called box-to-box coffee because she was a sort of box-to-box midfielder.
Oh, right.
I bet you can improve on that, you two, between you. Have a little think for next week because Frank came up with chivalry, as you may know.
Yes.
So, given that...
Well,
Why don't we have a text in, like, homework, and then
we'll read them out next week. What should Jill Scott, the former Lioness, and also has got the more caps for England than any other footballer, male or female.
What do I like?
161 caps.
Bloody hell.
Exactly. I don't think you can say that on the Breakfast Show.
No, never mind. My apologies.
Frank, did you see...
I was too shocked by her record.
Did you see Matt Hancock?
Yeah, Matt Hancock has spoiled it a bit for me.
Has he? Why?
Well, because I was really enjoying getting to know, like, Jill Scott, Mike Tindall...
Likeable people.
Scarlett... Boy George. Well, I mean, he's always going to be. Yeah, but then now it seems to be the Matt Hancock show. If he's not on screen, it's people talking about Matt Hancock.
Yeah.
And you know, is he that interesting? If this had been billed as we're going to have a documentary every night, there's going to be an hour and a quarter documentary about Matt Hancock, you probably wouldn't have tuned in.
What I liked, though, was if ever you wanted to see demonstrated politicians' inability to be straight or give a clear, direct answer, was when Sean Walsh was describing his tattoo to him. And he said, oh, what's that? And Sean Walsh said, oh, it's a Blink 182. He said something to the band. He said, do you know Blink 182? And Matt Hancock said, not really.
Not really, yeah.
It's a yes or no.
And it is. I remember a bloke, someone said, oh, have you ever walked through a pine forest early in the morning? And this guy said, not really. And I thought, well, hold on, what have you done then? You've walked through a forest with no pines. You've walked around the perimeter of a pine forest. Have you crawled through a pine forest? Was it early evening?
Yeah, pine forest, about 6 p.m.
Which of these have you not ticked? Which box are you ticking to justify you're not really? You've never been anywhere near a pine forest. Get out! Oh, everyone switched off now. I think we're finished. So it was a terrible not really.
Well, although I'm just going to quickly throw another not really in the ring, Frank. Remember when I sat next to the High Commissioner for Sri Lanka on the plane and I offered him a cashew nut and I said, do you like cashew nuts? And he said, not really.
No.
And then I said, YOLO. And he said, actually, in our part of the world, we believe in reincarnation.
He didn't actually say that.
He did.
That's fantastic. Wow. Did we mention the fact that he was a basset hound?
This is Frank Skinner. Absolute Radio.
We've had in from 722 Hercules the Wrestling Bear from the 70s and 80s. Even has his own Wikipedia page.
Yes, he was a celebrity bear. He used to do a toilet roll advert.
Mm. Oh.
And I once went to the Teddy Bears picnic in Cannon Hill Park in Birmingham.
You?
And they had, he was wrestling a man. And there was a massive dog fight went off. There was a German Shepherd and some other big dog having a really horrible fight. And literally a crowd gathered around these two dogs fighting. And behind us was a man wrestling a bear, which no one was watching.
That's a brutal heckle.
It's, I tell you, context is everything in live sport. So, yeah, that was, that finished that off. So, yeah, I've seen him live. It's in my rearview mirror, but there he was.
I'm just looking at some of the... We've already had some of the listeners have been very... they've been prompt, haven't they, with their homework.
Oh, OK, so they've got some good things that turn into... bad things that turn into good things.
No, they've got what should
Jill... Oh, sorry, Jill Scott's coffee shop, of course.
What should Jill name her Manchester coffee shop?
Yes.
What do you think of these, Pierre?
Some of them are pretty good. They're no Chivalry.
No.
Scott and Bothered.
Scott and Bothered is good. If only her partner was called, like, Sue Bothered. That would have been perfect, wouldn't it? But I don't think it is.
Yorkshire Mouth says... That's not the name.
Oh, that's
the
not
comment.
The name. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that would also work. Is that part of the word? It's Pray a Manger.
Pray.
I presume, just pray. I don't quite understand.
No,
pray.
I
is
that
a sort of predator thing?
Is it because a lioness?
Oh.
Okay. What about sort of grounds for appeal?
That's nice, but is she a famous criminal?
No, but she must appeal referees' decisions.
Oh, right, of course.
One of the other things I love about Jill Scott is that she's had to wrap up some paper bags in the jungle to kick them around because she can't not kick things about.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of keepy uppies, which I
love. Oh, I love it. She's so much better at keepy uppie than
Matt Hancock. He loves Ed Sheeran as well.
Oh, Matt Hancock.
He said he liked Ed Sheeran, and he said, and the thing is, I love him, and I'm from Suffolk as well.
Yeah, I think
that can happen.
I like you getting into music based on where they're from. I mean, if that was the case with you, Frank,
I would only listen to heavy metal.
Yeah.
Why are there so many heavy metal people from your area?
Well, the theory is that it sounds very much like working in heavy industry.
Yeah.
And so that when people created music, they basically took that sound because, I mean, I worked in heavy industry and everyone I knew was deaf and had three fingers. I mean, that's what it was like.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to do music... In fact, Tony Iommi, who's the guitarist with Black Sabbath, he lost a couple of fingers in the factory and he wears, like, a couple of thimbles that he plays with. I think in the end he had some plastic finger ends made. It's a different world to the sophisticated South.
Yes. It's not none of your Coldplay. What is it, Goldsmiths College?
Yes. Yeah.
I remember one of the management was a designated health and safety, and he came in with all these earplugs and hard hats. And at the end, about 2 days, they were all piled in a corner, the corner of the factory. People had tried them, not keen. That was that. Okay, I think we're done, aren't we?
Are we? Okay.
Yeah, I think we're done. And thanks so much for listening, multiple choice grammar, for listening to us. You know what? If the good Lord spares us and the creeks don't rise, we'll be back again this time next week. Now get out.
This is Frank Skinner. This is Absolute Radio.